spiritual practice. Kata. Developing telepathic abilities. After a spiritual conversation with the sage, the disciples felt an upsurge of sublime emotions. The subtle spiritual energy of the teacher gave them incredible clarity of mind. In such a state, many things that before seemed too difficult to understand were seen amazingly clear and dimensional. The conversation about telepathic abilities and alien life opened before the students a completely different layer of the world, hidden from ordinary people. Since childhood, they were told that aliens and telepathy existed only in fantasy movies, that it was fiction and fairy tales for children. Now, everything is reversed. In fact, many of these simple truths turned out to be cleverly disguised illusions. Reality appeared before the students completely differently, and it was much more exciting and multifaceted than the most daring assumptions of fantasists. It turned out that everything in the world existed. Alien civilizations, watching mankind from afar and preferring not to interfere in the development of earthly life, and telepathic abilities, allowing us to transmit thoughts without any additional means of communication for hundreds and thousands of kilometers. The knowledge revealed to the students fascinated and amazed the imagination, encouraged them to tirelessly and incessantly go further, to ask new questions and seek answers to them in an effort to learn the truth. Now the first rays of the sun were already appearing in the sky, and the morning chill had descended on the clearing, hidden from the strong winds by the mountain ledges. But the disciples did not want to sleep at all. Even though they had not slept all night and had spent it in spiritual conversation, they were now filled with energy. Their eyes were shining with the inner light of the insights they had received. So when the sage suggested they do a spiritual practice to develop telepathy, the disciples agreed with great enthusiasm. The time the sage chose was not accidental. At dawn, all spiritual efforts have maximum effect. So he always recommended his disciples to get up at dawn and do spiritual practices. Even the oldest followers of the sage did not feel tired. On the contrary, they felt energized and felt a great need to continue the class, to practice the knowledge they had just received.
Master, can we really learn telepathy right now and read someone's thoughts?
Wayne blurted out with youthful excitement, unable to hide the emotions bubbling inside.
To develop telepathy and other superpowers, you need to practice a lot,
answered the Keeper of Knowledge softly.
It requires a certain level of subtle energy. A person can accumulate this energy in his subtle bodies.
The Great Master, how do you do it?
Asked a short woman, about 50 years old, with brown hair, in which gray strands glistened.
We can accumulate this energy by collecting it with the help of special breathing practices, or pranayamas. Now we will do just such a breathing practice, which will help to accumulate prana and open telepathic abilities.
The disciples listened to the sage's explanations with awe and enthusiasm, catching his every word.
So first we accumulate energy by breathing, and then we try to tune into the person we want to read the thoughts of?
Kelly, a thin, middle-aged woman, asked, raising her lively, sparkling eyes at the sage.
The kata of telepathy development includes three stages.
The master began to explain thoroughly.
First, we clear our own mind from chaotic thoughts. Then we accumulate and concentrate energy in ourselves. And after that, we tune in to the person we want to connect to, and from the necessary image.
Master, and why do you need to cleanse your own mind?
Kelly asked, carefully choosing words so that the question was as accurate as possible.
Without it, it will not be possible to perceive the mind of another person?
That's right,
confirmed the Keeper of Knowledge.
In fact, it is not so difficult to perceive other people's thoughts.
He smiled enigmatically.
Only for this, you need to stop your own internal dialogue. And this is a difficult task that requires conscious effort. Imagine that you are trying to tune in to the right radio wave and pick out something but you are constantly interfered by streams of other information from other frequencies. So it is with our thoughts. A person's inner ether is constantly occupied with dialogue with himself, with imaginary disputes, and this clogs all the energy channels through which we can perceive other people's thoughts. If we free the inner ether, clear it, only then we will be able to perceive what others broadcast, as our energy contact will be free and cleared of extraneous noise.
Teacher, and if we manage to do it, then we will be able to practice telepathy right today?
Wayne asked emotionally. It was obvious that he was more eager than anyone else to start practicing.
You can.
The sage smiled again, looking at the young apprentice.
We will go through the process of developing telepathic abilities. From the first time you can try to perceive or transmit simple images. If you want to develop telepathy on a good level, you should practice this kata regularly, and then you will be able to do it better and better.
The Keeper of Knowledge looked around his students with an attentive gaze, assessing their readiness for what was to come. The faces of his followers looked focused and spiritualized and excited. It was evident that the expected spiritual experience was awe-inspiring, arousing their emotions and their desire to touch the sacred knowledge.
If everyone is ready, we can begin,
said the sage, exposing his face to the bright rays of the dawn sun.
The first stage is a special cleansing breath. We will clear our mind of chaotic, disordered thoughts. Breathing should be fast, rhythmic, sharp, and without pauses.
The Great Master, how long will it take to breathe like this?
Alexander asked.
The longer, the higher the level of excitation of bodily energy. At this time, the energy structure will be cleared of foreign contacts, and there will be a stop of the internal dialogue.
And after stopping the internal dialogue, will it be necessary to increase the level of subtle energy?
Stephen, a stocky middle-aged man, clarified in a serious and thorough tone.
That's right. The second stage is breath-holding. Here we concentrate our energy, accumulate it, so that it would be enough to transmit a thought. And the third stage is the direct transmission or perception of the thought.
Teacher, are we going to read each other's thoughts?
Wayne asked, and his question aroused everyone's interest. The students turned their ears to hear the sage's answer.
In general, it is possible to transmit and read thoughts even at a distance. When you have sufficiently developed your telepathic abilities, you can practice it. But for the first time, we will try to work in pairs. One person in the pair will broadcast the thought, the other will perceive it. And since you will both be prepared with breathing practices, your energy channels will be open. This way, you can better attune to each other. Agree in advance who will transmit and who will receive the thought.
And how to properly tune in if we want to transmit a thought?
Asked Kelly.
If you transmit a thought to a person at a distance, you must first tune in to it. Clearly visualize the image of this person. Remember your emotions towards this person. Then, to present the thought in the form of a vivid image, which is colored with emotions.
And what if we convey the thought to the person who is next to us?
Then just look him in the eye. Look at each other. The one who is transmitting a thought should visualize the thought as imaginatively and volumetrically as possible. If it is a fruit, for example, you can imagine what it smells like, what it tastes like. If it is an action, think about how your partner in the exercise does it and how it pleases both him and you. It is important that this thought be emotionally colored.
And if I perceive the thought?
Maria decided to clarify.
Then what is the best way to tune in?
In this case, you must keep your energy channel clear so that your inner dialogue does not disrupt your partner's attunement. Try to disconnect from everything stop the internal dialogue and tune in only to the perception.
Encouraged by the upcoming experience, the students broke into pairs and stood opposite each other, talking animatedly. The sage gave them some time, occasionally glancing off into the distance, where the sun was rising in the dawn haze between the lilac mountain peaks.
Master, won't we need a mat?
Anna asked suddenly.
It is not necessary,
the master reassured her.
You can do cleansing, breath sitting, or standing. But it is better to hold the breath lying down and on exhalation so that there is no free energy left in the lungs. But today, we will also do this delay standing opposite each other. It is not necessary to overstrain yourself in this exercise. To concentrate the power to transmit the thought, it will be enough two or three extreme delays of breath on exhalation. Concentrate on your sensations.
The sage glanced once more at the students, who had been divided into pairs and were concentrating on each other. Their hair fluttered in the light breeze of the fresh mountain wind. Despite the morning chill and dew, many of the students had taken off their shoes and stood barefoot on the fluffy carpet of grass to better feel the energy of this wonderful place.
Take a short inhalation with your mouth and a sharp exhalation also through your mouth,
began the sage, and his voice sounded a little different than just a few seconds ago. It became more voluminous and deep, filling the surrounding space with vibrating waves.
And again a short inhalation and a sharp exhalation, without pauses.
The master showed how to breathe correctly, quickly, rhythmically, and sharply, inhaling and exhaling the air by thrusting through the mouth.
Help yourself with your hands, with your whole body.
The disciples began to breathe as the wise man showed them, and he continued in a measured manner.
The energy from the outside is concentrated in the chest area, and from there it goes downward and then upward. Inhalation from the chest down to the limbs, and exhalation upwards to the internal organs, and back again. You feel the energy in you. Feel how the breath connects with its flows. The energy of the body synchronizes with the rhythm of breathing and begins to change its movement quickly. Put your legs wide, slightly relax your knees. Lean forward with your hands on them, leaning forward. This pose will help keep you from falling over from dizziness.
The students focused on the sensations. They breathed quickly and sharply, clearing the mind and getting rid of the inner dialogue, controlling their subtle energy. They looked spiritualized. Their hair waving in the wind was illuminated by the golden rays of the sun, and many of them had a blush on their cheeks. Their gazes became detached. It was as if they were not here, but at the same time, everywhere, traveling in the streams of subtle energies. The sage watched the disciples, and when he realized that they had already purified themselves and accumulated enough energy, he said,
"When exhaling, hold your breath so that there is no free energy left in your lungs. Lower your head on your chest, pull in your abdomen, clench the muscles of your anus and genitals."
The voice of the Keeper of Knowledge filled the whole space again. Now, for the students, it was the only thing that existed in this world, a cosmic, measured, vibrating voice. It sounded in the heads of the students and encouraged them to follow him.
Feel the energy accumulating in the solar plexus area. Now inhale. Feel how consciousness covers all parts of the body, penetrates into the smallest cells. You relax. Feel how energy flows freely through the body. All clamps and blocks are removed. All obscurations disappear. Take a breath in and a breath out.
Students inhale after holding their breath, concentrating on their sensations and redistributing energy inside the body.
Now hold your breath again on the exhale, as long as you can. You feel the energy accumulating, concentrating inside you.
The disciples did the breath holding again and again, trusting the master completely. their faces smoothed out. They had an expression of boundless freedom. They were happy without the flow of constant thoughts, programs, and attitudes imposed by someone, labels and templates, doubts and fears.
On a deep inhalation, your hands go upwards through the sides.
The keeper of knowledge spoke measuredly, surrounding the students with low chest vibrations.
Lowering your hands, you make a long, strong exhalation through compressed lips, extremely tensing the muscles of the abdomen, chest, shoulder, girdle, slowly lowering your hands down. Look into each other's eyes, into the depth, into the very center of your soul. If you transmit a thought, visualize its image, feel the emotions it evokes in you, what feelings it should evoke in a person. Present it in the form of a vivid image. Let it be something pleasant. Imagine how a person performs some action or holds a necessary object in his hands, and he likes it.
The students standing opposite each other stared intently into each other's eyes. One of them was transmitting a thought. The other was perceiving it, having completely cleared the mind of all the usual husks of the chaotic flow of internal dialogue.
Take a deep breath again.
The voice of the sage sounded again.
Feel how energy, together with air, goes upwards through the body. But in the throat chakra, it is intercepted and is not released through the mouth, but goes concentrated in the head. Concentrate on the thought you want to convey. Look into each other's eyes. Keep breathing deeply. Concentrate on that thought. Breathe in and out again.
The keeper of knowledge led the students with his voice, and they raised their hands, inhaling deeply and exhaling in a long, measured breath, tensing their muscles and concentrating on the thought image they were going to convey. They did about 10 such breathing cycles and froze, continuing to stand opposite each other and transmit the images through their eyes. The sage saw how their energy shells shone, how freely the energy flowed in them. He felt that right now his followers were touching subtle matters, trying to transmit and perceive information through an unfamiliar channel, bypassing words, even bypassing gestures and facial expressions, using subtle material channels of energy, and stopping the inner dialogue. When the meditation was over and the students began to gradually come to their senses, the eyes of many of them shone with genuine delight. They met their eyes again with their exercise partner and smiled broadly, as if they alone knew some secret. As if they had experienced an exciting adventure together. Gradually, the clearing was filled with the excited hum of voices. The students were sharing their sensations with each other, checking whether they managed to transmit, feel, perceive the thought images correctly.
I really wanted to swim in the mountain river,
said a tall, broad-shouldered student named Alexander, looking at Maria half-questioningly.
And I even saw myself entering the water and starting to swim. Right? Is that what you were trying to convey?
Maria's face lit up with childishly direct delight and wrinkles in the corners of her eyes.
Yes, yes. Did it really work?
Maria looked at her practice partner with slight disbelief.
Did you really manage to see it? I imagined how you enter this river, how clear and clean the water is, how it glistens in the sun. I imagined how cold it is, and how it invigorates your body, how you like to swim.
It seems to have worked.
Alexander smiled broadly.
And I'm not too sure, but I think you made a wish for something of food, something tasty, some kind of dessert?
Kelly asked, looking at her practice partner, Tiana.
Yes, that's right.
The woman's eyes lit up with happy sparks.
I imagined you eating popsicles, how pleasantly sour and refreshing they were.
Oh, I think I even felt some of that minty flavor in my mouth.
Tiana laughed, adjusting her bandana. The student was glowing so brightly that she seemed like a young girl, not an elderly lady. She felt lightness and a soaring elation at the spiritual experience she was having. Many other disciples were in a similar state. There was an atmosphere of high spirits and light joy around the sage. But there were also those who failed, and among them was a young student named Wayne, who wanted to master telepathy more than anyone else. Now, he looked upset.
The great master, why did we fail?
Wayne turned to the sage.
I tried to concentrate and imagined him doing a simple action, clapping his hands. But I didn't see anything, even though I was also trying. Tuning in.
The tall, thin guy with glasses waved his hands with a guilty look.
It's normal that it didn't work the first time,
answered the keeper of knowledge, sending encouraging glances to the students.
It could be because your mind wasn't receptive and open enough.
The sage nodded towards the guy with the glasses.
Or because you, Wayne, couldn't get enough energy to broadcast your thoughts, so your energy flow was interrupted. Or one of you had extraneous thoughts, which clogged the channel of perception. Or maybe both.
Yes, I realized at one point that I was having an internal dialogue,
Wayne admitted.
But it's so difficult to get rid of it completely.
So it is necessary to practice more.
Teacher, if I do this kata regularly.
Wayne raised his head and looked into the eyes of the sage with sincere hope.
Then will I start to succeed?
The keeper of knowledge gave the young student a warm look of support, sending him the energy of light, acceptance, and unconditional love.
It is necessary not only to do this kata, but also to follow the spiritual path in general.
He answered,
to keep your energy channels clean, not to pollute your physical body with slags and toxins.
And this also affects?
Wayne was surprised.
Of course,
smiled the sage.
You need to control your nutrition so that your body receives simple, healthy food. Do not use alcohol, fatty food, fast food. But it is also important not to pollute yourself with negative emotions. Because being in negative emotions, it is hard for a person to be in a good state. It is hard to develop the will, to concentrate, to purify the consciousness.
Great Master, tell me, is it possible to develop telepathy so that you can transmit thoughts to several people at once?
Stephen asked.
It is possible.
The teacher nodded.
With long practice, it is possible to spread telepathic influence over a group of people. The main thing is to keep your mind clear. Then you will easily perceive other people's thoughts. And to train your will to focus your attention and broadcast your thoughts to others. Both require constant spiritual practice. To develop superpowers is really possible if you practice regularly and advance on the spiritual path.
The sun was gradually rising from behind the horizon, and the disciples discussed their experience for a long time, asked the sage questions, and shared their impressions with each other. Today they have managed to make one more step towards God and to realize the limitlessness of the possibilities of a person who constantly makes spiritual efforts.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.